Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Yud Dalet. We have four lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So we're Tiferayin in the Sugyas and the Lomdas of Perakish Neuchlin, stating that at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara digressed for a moment. The Gemara said, Toni Rabba Bar Chanina, Kamed Rav Nachmin, Vahoy B'yoy Manchila Yazbona. The Torah, in one of the psukim where it discusses Yerusha, says it will be on the day that a man will be manchel his estate to his son. And Rabba Bar Chanina darshind, b'yoyim ata mapel nachlis. The Torah precisely used the word yoyim in contrast to laila to teach me that dine Yerusha is noyheg dafke b'yoyim. However, v'ata mapel nachlis b'laila. So Abaya overhears this exchange between Rabba Bar Chanina and Rav Nachman, and Abaya said, gevald, ela me'ata, the shachav b'yimam ahu de'yarsi le'bnei, man the shachav b'laila. You mean to say that only someone that dies during the day, the parsha of Yerusha, Perik Yesh Noichlin, is going to apply? But someone that dies at night, the parsha of Yesh Noichlin is going to be not applicable? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara said, Abaya said, maybe what you heard was Din Nachlois Ka'amrit. A Bezdin that wants to paskin halachos regarding a will, regarding Dinei Yerusha, could be that could only be done during the day, but that's not something that could be done by night. And it would make sense because there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hoyu l'bnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. So you see the Torah referred to Nachlois as a mishpat, so that just like mishpat, Bezdin only convenes during the day, so too, Dinei Yerusha would only be able to be gepaskin during the day. And Abaya said, it just so happens that if this is what you meant, there's precedence for that. I heard it from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, three people came to me levakra chayla, and the chayla began instructing people what to do. There was a matna shchivmera, made a kinyan, didn't make a kinyan. We'll see a little bit about that in today's daf. And these three people are witnessing, they're experiencing everything going on. So said Rabbi Yehuda, the three people have a right to decide. Do they want to be edim so that one day they'll be able to testify what this chayla said on his deathbed? Or if they want, they could be even better. They can be a bezdin, because loitehei Shemiya Gedoyla Miria, they witnessed it with their own eyes. The Rashbam Shtel sued the sugi in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, third parak in Rosh Hashanah, where Bezdin themselves saw the Chodesh, so they don't need Edom to come be made, because Loitei Shemiya Gedoyla Miria. So if they won, they could act as Dayanim. If they were two, then they have to be Edom, they can't be Dayanim, because Bezdin has to be three. Two people can't be a Bezdin. But Rav Chizda added to that, this is only true if it happened during the day. But if it took place at night, even if they were three, they would have to be Edim. They wouldn't be able to be Dayanim. My timer, because Belaila, Bezdin can't convene. So at night, they can't be right now when they witness this a Bezdin, because Bezdin can't convene at night. They must be Edim. Once they're Edim, they can't become. But either way, said Abaya, that perhaps this is what you meant, Rabba Bar Chanina, when you said, not that the Dine Yerusha doesn't apply when somebody dies at night, only when he dies at day. But what it means is that Bezdin can't paskin the Hilchis Nachlis at night, only at day. So he told him back, Enochi Nami Ko Amina. So the first part of today's daf continues on this note. Itmar Kinyin. If two people sit down to make a Kinyin at the Rashbam, the Rishonim all speak out that we're not talking about all Kinyonim, but we're talking very specifically about a Kinyin that's being done with a Sutter. We're talking about Kinyin Chalipin. So Ruvain is going to sell something to Shimon. He's going to give Shimon a Matana. Whereas ordinarily, if the Matana is Metaltlin, Shimon, the recipient of the gift, the recipient of the Metaltlin, would have to do some nice akinyan to the thing that he's acquiring, whether it's Hagbah, whether it's Meshicha, whether it's Mesira. What happened over here was nothing was done to the Chefetz HaNikna. Rather, there was a Suder that was ceremoniously used. That was the object of the kinyan. So whether the makna gives the koine the sudr, or the koine gives the makna sudr, sugi's in perikazov, but there was a sudr, a yarmulke, a handkerchief that traded hands between the koine and the makna, and that's what's effectuating the kinyan. The amiron all felt that when a kinyan is done in that oifen, we don't say that once the kinyan's done, it's too late. We'll give you maybe toich kidei dibur to be chayzer from the kinyan, but beyond that, you don't have a right to retract. No. The assumption is that even though there was a kinyan that took place, the buyer and the seller probably had in mind to be able to retract from this kinyan for a certain period of time after the kinyan already took place. Now, if the way the kinyan was done is that the recipient, the koina, did a mashiach, he did agba, he did something to the chayfetz that he's been koina, at that point, it's poshet to the Gemara that you wouldn't be able to be chayzer. Maybe teichidei dibur, but beyond teichidei dibur, at that point, you wouldn't have a right to retract. But being that over here, the kinyan that was done was not done to the actual chayfetz that's being acquired, but it was done to some object that was set aside as the chayfetz that's being used for the kinyan, but the buyer never took the actual thing that he's acquiring. Over there, there's an assumption that you would have a certain amount of time to be able to chayfetz. In fact, Rishonim say that it could be. Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvar Torah Mo'ez Kainas. If you were going to do a kinyan with Mo'ez, so again, the buyer is not doing a Mashiach or a Ragbah to the chayfetz that he's been kainah. He's paying for it. The Makna is the one that's doing the Mashiach. It could be over there. You'd have the same sugya. Because the punchline of why the Amiron felt that maybe this Koina would have a right to be Chayza for a certain period of time is because he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan to the Chayfetz that he's acquiring. Either way, Kinyan, to the extent that it was a Kinyan Sudr, Ademasai Chayza, how long does he have the right to be Chayza? Rabbi, Rabbi said, as long as they're sitting around that closing table, so they're in a conference room, they're around the table, as long as they're sitting around the table, they didn't get up, the meeting hasn't concluded, even though the Kinyan was already done, if the buyer says, you know what, I have remorse. I decided that this is not something I want to follow through with. He has a right to. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Kozman She'oisken Ba'isa Inyan. No, it's not totally in Kozman She'yoshvin, but rather Kozman She'oisken Ba'isa, as long as they're still talking about the closing. But let's say they're sitting around the closing table. They close. They talk about the deal a little bit, and then they change topic. They start making small talk. At that point, it's over. Even though they're still sitting around the table, but being that they already changed the topic, they're not Oiskim, but Oisay Inyan anymore, at that point, the halach is if they want to be Chayza. So it sounds a little bit like a subtlety. According to Rabbah, it's Kozman She Yoishvin, as long as they're sitting around the table. According to Rav Yosef, it's Kozman She Oiskim, but Oisay Inyan. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kavosi Didi Mestabro, I'll bring you a raya to my shito, that it's not Kozman She Yoishvin, but rather it's Kozman She Oiskim, but Oisay Inyan. I'm Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah said, the Gemara that we just spoke at, Shoishish, and the Chesod of Akhir, Zachayla, three people came to Mavakhir Chayla. And they witnessed this chayla give over his estate to people around Rot. So if they want kaysen, they could act as Edim. They can be witnesses so that one day they'll be able to testify that this is what took place. Rotsu, but if they want, they could do better. They could act as a best. What's the cash of Yisrael? If you're going to tell me that as long as they're sitting around, the person has a right to be chayzer, why aren't we concerned? Maybe he's going to be chayzer. Meaning it sounds like these people have a right at that point, as soon as they see this shchivmara, this chayla, give over his nechasim, and the Rashbam speaks out that the assumption of Rav Yosef was that it was done with a kinyan. What kind of kinyan was it done with? It was done with a kinyan sudr, so without getting into the sugis of shchivmara, but that's clearly an assumption, because otherwise there's no parallel between what Rabbi Rav Yosef were discussing, kinyan at emasai chayzer, to this halacha. So the assumption is that it's a parallel case, and still you see that if they want, they could say eidos, or they could act as a bezdin. The kash is, how could they act as a bezdin? How could they even say eidos? Maybe the person's still going to be chayzer. So as long as the shchivmara has a right to back out from what took place, then Bezin shouldn't have a right to paskin that this is for sure what happened. Yeah, right now it's what happened. But who's to say that the person isn't going to be chayzer? So said Rabbi Yosef, so what do you see? That even though they're sitting around, still the three people that witnessed this have a right to act like a Bezin, like Teishmiya Gedolei Miria, one of the chidushim in this Gemara. They have a right to act as a Bezin, but another chiddush that you see is that no one can back out, because if they can back out, then Bezin doesn't have a right to paskin yet, because Bezin has to wait and see, maybe the person's going to back out. Says Rav Yosef, Elamai, despite the fact they're all sitting around, the three people can act as a Bezin, Zoysei Meres, that just because they're Yoshvin doesn't mean you can back out. Amar Rav Ashi said, very nice, Rav Yosef. But Amritol Shmaita Kirei Rav Kahana, I told this Rav Kahana, and he said, Rav Yosef Minicha, according to Rav Yosef Shad, how's it better? What did Rav Yosef say? He also agreed that there's a time when there's a Kinyan Sudr that takes place that buyer and seller have a right to back out. What's a Tullian? It's not Tullian as long as they're sitting around, but it's Tullian called Mancha Oiskin, but it's like So he asks the same kasha. Here too. Right now, they're acting as a bezdin. They see this person being makna with a kinyan suder, part of his estate to pliny uplini. But maybe he'll back out. And he has a right to back out. Because right now, he's talking about the Yerusha. And as long as he's talking about the Yerusha, he still has a right to back out. So just like Rabbi Yosef proved that you can't back out, even though they're Yoshvin, shouldn't you be able to prove that you can't back out, even though they're Oiskim Oise Inyan? Meaning, Ulu Rav Yosef, mean Nicho, why is it any better, this Gemara, according to Rav Yosef, than it is according to Rav? Elamai Yislach Lameimor. So the Gemara says, because what do you have to say according to Rav Yosef? Because Saliku, Me and Yonah, Le and Yonah, they started talking about another topic. That's when you're acting as a Bezim. So how can I have me here too? The Kumbu, they got up, and even if they're sitting now, maybe they sat down again. The point is, you have absolutely no raya from this Gemara, not to Rabbah, not to Rav Yosef. So really, this Gemara was brought in somewhat b'derech agav, because really we're learning the sugyas of Seder Nachlois. That's been the topic of the last couple of dafim. But the Gemara brought in a halacha regei Nachlois. Which ties in to the halacha of Shloisha Shenichnas Ulevakir Sachayla. But Derech Agav, the Gemara thought that from Shloisha Shenichnas Ulevakir Sachayla, perhaps there's a raya to Rav Yosef versus Rabbah, Kinyan Ad Ema Sachayzer, and the Gemara very easy deflects the raya. You have absolutely no raya not to Rav Yosef, and certainly not to Rabbah. Says the Gemara, but we mentioned the Machloikis, so what's the halacha? The Hilchas HaGavasa to Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rav Yosef, Keneged Rabbah, in three areas in Shas. Basoda, that's not our sugya. Inyan, that is our sugya. Umechza, which is also not our sugya. So what's Inyan, this halacha right here? Ad Kinyan, Ad Emos, Aichoizer, is it, calls Mancha, Uiskim, Ba'usa, Inyan, that's Shittas Rav Yosef. According to Rabbah, even have a longer period of time, it's calls Mancha, Yoshin. Zok to Gemara. Ha'isho Espino. So the Mishnah said, Yesh Noichlin Umanchilin. Yesh Noichlin V'loi Manchilin. Yesh Manchilin V'loi Noichlin. So who are the Noichlin Umanchilin? Ha'oves Abonim. V'abonim Esa'ov. V'ho'achem Mino'ov. Who are the noichlin v'loy manchilin? Ha'ishas imoy, a person yashins his mother. V'ishas ishtoy, a person yashins his wife. U'bnei achayis, people yashin the estate of their mother's brother. They were the noichlin v'loy manchilin. Who are the manchilin v'noichlin? So it's the same as the noichlin v'loy manchilin. It's just the flip side of the same coin. Ha'isha es bina, the mother doesn't yashin her son. So the son yashin the mother. He was a noichl to his mother, but not a manchel. Meaning, when he dies, the mother doesn't yashin him. Thus, ha'isha es bina is a manchel lo neichel. Ha'isha es baila, the man yashins his wife. He was a neichel to his wife, but the wife wasn't a manchel. So again, the wife klapi the husband is a manchel. She's manchel him, but lo neichel. Va'achei ha'em, and the mother's brothers, they taught manchilim lo neichel. So essentially, the Neuchlin v'loi Manchilim and the Manchilim v'loi Neuchlin are the flip side of the same coin. It's the same group of people. It's three. It's a son to a mother, it's a husband to a wife, and it's the Bnei Ochis. It's the nephews to their uncle. If you look at it from the son's perspective, from the husband's perspective, from the nephew's perspective, they're Neuchlin, but they're not Manchilim. If you look at it from the mother's perspective, from the wife's perspective, or from the uncle's perspective, they're going to be Manchilim, they're not going to be Noichlim. The Gemara asks the obvious kasha, Hasu Lamali, Hatanale Reisha. Why did the Mishnah need this third category of Manchilim v'loi Noichlim? Once it says in the Reisha Isha Simavish, Ishtoi, so already I know that if they're Noichlim v'loi Manchilim, that means in the reverse, they're going to be Manchilim v'loi Noichlim. So this is very easy back-of-the-envelope arithmetic that I can figure out on my own. Why does the Mishnah need this third class of Manchilim? Either tell me the Noichlim v'loi Manchilim or tell me the Manchilim v'loi Noichlim. But once I know one, I obviously know the other, says the Gemara. How come Ash will not know them? Mishnah is telling us a very important chiddush. The Isha has been, when it comes to a woman yarshining her son, this relationship between Isha is bina and Hilchas Nachlois, it's dumi to Isha's baila. It's similar to Isha's baila. How so? Ma Isha's baila. In about Yerush's Ishta bekever, just like a husband doesn't yarshin his wife. Bekever. Af Isha's bina. Ein haben Yerush es imoy bekever. Lahanchil laachin min ha'av. So what does it mean that a husband doesn't yarshin his wife bekever? So we had this Gemara a few days ago. Ein habal yerush b'ra'i kibbe mochzik. The only time a husband yarshins his wife is if his wife died, she had an estate, whatever she had, whatever possessions she owned, those possessions are now going to go to the husband. If, however, when she died, she didn't have anything, after she died, circumstances changed. So, for example, she was an only child. Let's keep it simple. So, man marries a woman, she's an only child. Her parents were very wealthy. Had her parents died while she was alive, she would have been the first person in line. There was no son, it was just her, no sisters even. She would have yarshin the entire estate. What happened was she later died before her parents died. Because she died first, so when she died, even though the husband yarshined his wife, he obviously wasn't going to yarshin this estate that belonged to her parents, because at that point her parents were still alive. 10 years later, her parents died. Now, at that point, if she's alive, if she has an ability to yarshin, then she would get it, and then the husband would be able to get it from her. But at that point, she's not alive anymore. Now, ordinarily, in Hilchas Nachlois, there's a concept that a person could be Yerush Bekever. A person could be Yerush Bekever. What's a classic example of a person being Yerush Bekever? If a man dies, who's the first person in line to yarshin? His son. What happens if he doesn't have a son? If that son had a son, then the inukel's going to yarshin. Even if he has a father. So if a man dies and he has a son, the son yarshins. What if there's no son? And there's a father and there's a grandson. So who comes first, the father or the grandson? The halacha is the grandson comes before the father. You look at the son's lineage all the way down. If we hit a dead end, there's nowhere to go. He didn't have a son, didn't have a grandson, didn't have a great-grandson. So then we go to the father. That's the Seder HaNachas. That's going to be the next mission. That's tomorrow's da. But that's how it starts. It starts with the son. If there's no son, then the son is going to yarshin. Now, why should the grandson come before the father? Who's a closer relative? The grandson or the father? Let's say there was no grandson. It was a great-grandson. Who's closer? A great-grandson or a father? You think the father's closer than this grandson. He's closer than the great-grandson. Afal pikin, it doesn't matter. The halacha is that the grandson, the son's descendants, are going to come before the father. What's the svara? The svara is because we say that the son was yerush bekever. A person has an ability to yarshin even after he dies. You think you can't make money after you die? You could. You're flipping it. You're going to yarshin it, and boom, right away, you're going to give it over to somebody else. But there is this concept that even though this person's not alive anymore, still he has an ability to yarshin. So the son is yerush bekever, and then he gives it over to his son, because that's what happens. If somebody has something and he dies, he gives it to his son. So the man died. If he has a son, the son yarshins. What if he doesn't have a son, but that son has a son? So then the son that's not alive is going to be yerush bekever, and then he's going to be meirushit to his grandson. So there's this concept that a person could yarshin afilu bekever. You would have thought that when it comes to a husband and a wife, it works the same way. So in this case, with this only daughter's parents died, let her be yerush her parents bekever, and now the husband's going to come in, and the husband's going to be able to take it away. Kamash malan, that was the halacha that we had earlier. We learned it from the parsha of Elazar and Pinchas, and Skuv and Yair. There's an idea that ein habal yoyrish es ishtoy bekever. Says the Gemara, just like the Baal is not Yerush as Ishtei Bekever, Af Isha as Bina. So too, when it comes to Isha as Bina, Ein HaBen Yerush as Imay Bekever. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn Pashup Shan in this Gemara. The Rashbam learns the Gemara as follows. We're talking about a son who died Bechaye Imay. So there was a mother, had a son. The son, Lo Yaleinu, died before the mother. So the son's not alive. Now the mother dies. This son had brothers. He had Achim Min Ha'af. So these brothers that he had, again, this is Yevamistik, are not related to the mother that died, but they're his brothers. If we say that the son is going to yarshin his mother Bekever, then the son is going to be the Yerush, and he's going to be Manchalit. He's now going to give it over to his brother. Kamash Malon the Gemara, that just like the husband doesn't yarshin his wife, La'achar Moisa, meaning the wife can't yarshin her parents when she's bekever to be manchalit now over to her husband, so too this son that's not alive can't yarshin his mother bekever to be able to be manchalit now to his brothers. And that's merum is weird from the fact that we have manchilim v'loy noichlin after we had the noichlin v'loy manchilim. The kasha was if I have the noichlin v'loy manchilim, then I know the manchilim v'loy noichlin. It's the same exact group. It's just in the reverse. It's not the same. It is the same group. But we're coming to teach me a chiddush. We're coming to say the isha es bina dumya the isha es bail ma isha es bail in about yerushas ishtu bekever. That was learned out from a pasuk. Af isha es bina. So too, when it comes to isha es bina, the halach is the same. same. Ein haben yoresh es imoy bekever lahanchel laachir minot. The question is why? Why are these the two exceptions to the rule? Why are the two times that halacha is that a person is not yoresh bekever is her ish abal yoresh es ishtoy and her isha es benot, meaning the husband can't yarshin his wife bekever, and the son essentially is not yarshining his mother bekever. Mahatzad ashava between these two. Says you would expect it's an arichas in the Rishonim. But one pshat that the Rishonim say, at least the Rabbeinu Yoina, that's very relevant to the lundus that was been speaking out the last few days. It's beautiful, it's kemin chaymer, because we keep on saying that there's something different, there's something unique about the Yerusha between a husband and a wife, and the Yerusha between a child and his mother. They both work differently than regular Yerusha. Regular Yerusha works based on the rule of Akarev Karev Kaiden. When a Satam is Nachalosi L'Sheirei Akarev Ilam Imishpachtoi. And we learn from there that what Seder Nachla is, a person dies, you take the closest relative, closest family member, and that's the person that's going to yarshin. When a husband yarshins his wife, it's not working with that gather. In fact, they're not blood relatives at all. It could be there's no Mishpachas Av when a husband yarshins his wife. Why does a husband have a schus yerusha in his wife? So we spoke out. Taisus ksubis l'nvavam adeis. The Rashi in the beginning of Perek Hazoyrik. It's one of the schusim that a man has in his wife. Just like he's zoicha in her metzia, he's zoicha in her maisi yadayim, he's zoicha in being able to be made for an adarim. So too, he has a schus yerusha, but it's not the kurva that is the reason that's the basis for the din yerusha. The same is true a son to his mother. A son to his mother can't either yarshin b'toyrus karev. Why? Because again, mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, mishpachas emeinu kriya mishpacha. What's pshat kiyashin? So we never really spoke too much about that. But we said it's a parsha mechudeshes. It's not parshas Pinchas. It's parshas Natas. V'chobasi reshes nachala. The point for this gemara is not what it is, but what it's not. It's not working midin korov. It's not working midin mishpacha because mishpachas emeinu kriya mishpacha. So zogin. Based on this Lashon Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's true there's an idea of being Yerush Bekever. But Yerush Bekever is predicated on the fact that even after the person died, we're still relatives. Because Korva is something that supersedes even death. V'harayah, the parsha of Arayas. That's the right. You see, a lot of the Arayas are Chai V'kayim, even Lachar Moisai. So a person's not allowed to marry, for example, his mother-in-law even after his wife died. Why? Because there is some sort of kurva. The point is that kurva is something that exists even lachamoisa. Memelo, all the Yerushas that are tali in kurva, that's going to be true even lachamoisa. So if a man dies, he leaves over the son yashas. What if the son's not alive? See, even though his son is bekever, but bekever, the son is still a kurv to the father, so the son has an ability to yashin, not feel a bekever, so that now he'll be able to be merushed to his own son. But a ish as ishtoi v'ha a ben le'imoy with the Yerusha has nothing to do with Korva. It's a Naya parish of Yerusha. That Naya parish of Yerusha could be has nothing to do with Kever. If the basis of the Yerusha is the Korva, then it makes sense it should happen to Kever. But if the basis of the Yerusha is not the Kever, then it doesn't make sense. Either way, I am Bachroinim, but I think at first glance, if you think about it, the Svar in this Gemara is Ma'od Matim with everything that we've been talking about. Father Yarshin's his son. Isha Yereshes Espino, and a woman Yarshins her son Shenema, because the pasuk says Matos V'Chobas Yereshes Nachala Mi Matos Bnei Yisrael. Remember earlier in the parak the Gemara Darshin Matos Makish Matah Ha'im LeMateh Ha'av Ma Matah of Yereshes Benoi. Just like when it comes to Matah of the father Yarshins his son Af Matah Ha'im Isha Yereshes Espino. So Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rab Shimon that the halacha is, just like a father yarshins his son, so too a mother yarshins her son. Now, what's the obvious kasha on this at first glance? If I came from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, the elu noichlim v'loy manchilim, manchilim v'loy noichlim, one of them was the son and the mother. The son and a father, noichlim manchilim, goes both ways. The son yarshins the father yarshins the son. But a son and a mother doesn't go both ways. The son is noichl, but he's not manchil. The mother is manchil, but the mother's not noich. Frank the Gemara Isve, Rabbi Yechon read the Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yechon has to read the Reb Shimon from our Mishnah. Ha'isha es beno, ha'isha es bailo, va'achei yo'e, manchilim v'loi noichlin. So you see clearly the manchil v'loi noichlin. Amalei, so he told the Mishnah, say no any day of Mishan. I have no idea who the Tana of our Mishnah is. Frank the Gemara, meaning I don't agree with it, and I don't even know who it is. So he answered back, v'loi m'li Reb Shai ben Akatzif. Why do we say that the Mishnah is Reb Shai ben Akatzif? T'loi dorish matis. Reb Shai ben Akatzif didn't darshin matis. Meaning, why is Reb Yudib Reb Shimon have to be upgefrecht from our Mishnah? I have a very easy way out. Reb Yudib Reb Shimon said that a mother yashins a son just like a father yashins a son. Why? Matis. Makish mata of lamataim. Just like a mata of the son yashins the father and the father yashins the son, so to mataim it's the same thing. The son yashins the mother and the mother yashins. Either Mishnah says if I care, the Mishnah says the mother doesn't yashin the son. Says the Gemara very posh it. V'lei malei, just say that the Mishnah is going according to the man namar that doesn't darish the matters. And who was that man namar? It was Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif. And what was the context in which Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif said it? We were discussing when a mother dies and she leaves over sons and daughters. Do you say that just like when the father dies and there's sons and daughters, first the sons yarshin, and only if there are no sons do the daughters darshin? But if there are, not darshin, yarshin, but if there are sons, the sons come first. They have a schus kedima. So say the same thing by the mother. Or maybe not. It was machloikis. Roif tanoim and shas. The shitas achachamim was that it works the same way. Just like the sons come before the daughters when the father dies, so do the sons come before the daughters when the mother dies. Reb Shai ben Akatzif argued. Reb Shai ben Akatzif said, when the father dies, the sons come first. But when the mother dies, no, they yarshin together. Gemara brought a whole bunch of stories with Amiram that passed him like Reb Shai ben Akatzif and Reb Nachman. He was very disappointed at all these days. He was very sharp, very emotionally charged about how dear anybody paskin like this Rebbe Zechariah ben Akatzif. But there is a shita's Rebbe Zechariah ben Akatzif. Now, why did the Chachamim hold that the sons come before the daughter even when the mother darshins? It was based on this same drasha, matos. Makish mata of the matoe. Just like mata of the son comes before the daughter, so to matoe and the son comes before the daughter. If Rebbe Zechariah ben Akatzif argues with this halacha, what do you know about Rebbe Zechariah ben Akatzif? That he doesn't darshin matos. So says the Gemara Zeh Gishmach. You're right, the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Reb Shimon. The Mishnah clearly says that a mother doesn't yarshin the son. But what was the basis of Rebbe Reb Shimon's halacha that the mother does yarshin the son? Matos, makish mata of lemate ha'ein. So I'll tell you, it's true. The Mishnah is mavur that you don't say matos, but the Mishnah is going like a Tana that we all know for a fact doesn't hold matos. Who's that Tana? Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif. So Frank the Gemara v'le malei. Why don't we just say that the Mishnah is Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif? T'loy darish matos. The Gemara, let me took my masis. Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif. You can't tell me the Mishnah is Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif because the Mishnah said ubnei achos. The Mishnah gave a third example. The one we're talking about least, of Neuchlin, Le Manchil, Manchil, Le Neuchlin, and those were the nephews to their uncle. So, a nephew yarshining his mother's brother. The Tanan, we learned, B'nei Achais, the Mishnah said, V'loi B'nois Achais, Diuk, V'amrin El Mahilchasa, what's the point of the Diuk? V'amrev Sheishas L'kadem, to tell me that just like a son yarshins before a daughter, so too, a nephew is going to yashin before a niece. What's the kasha? If the Mishnah holds that a nephew yashins before a niece, the son always comes before the daughter, then the Mishnah can't be Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif. Because the is all gedaitich masis Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif, you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif. Ha'amar, Reb Zechariah ben Akatzif said, Echad aben, ve'echad habas, shovin bin nichse yo'ein. That the son and the daughter are always equal. Meaning, when does the son come before the daughter? The son only comes before the daughter when it comes to the Ikur din Yerusha. But everything else, even when a mother dies, the son and the daughter are the same. If the son and the daughter are the same, then the nephew and the niece should certainly be the same. And if the Mishnah says, Bnei Achais, V'loi Bnois Achais, so you see the nephews come before the nieces, Bal Karchach, there's a halacha that the son's always first. If the son is always first, that means the Tana of the Mishnah is not Reb Zechariah. If the Tana of the Mishnah is not Reb Zechariah, that means the Tana of the Mishnah does darshin matos. If the Tana of the Mishnah does darshin matos, then Bal Karchach, you can't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon is not upgefrag from the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon was coming mikayach matos, and the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Zechariah who doesn't darshin matos, because we just proved from the fact that it's nephews and not nieces that the Tana of the Mishnah does darshin matos. Either way, we'll stop sort of in the middle of a Gemara just to speak at one piece of rate because we started late this morning. But either way, so we have over here a machloikis tanam, a new machloikis. The Mishnah said, "Ve'elu neichlin v'le manchilin, manchilin v'le neichlin." And one of the examples were a son to his mother. The son yarshins his mother, but the mother doesn't yarshin the son. That's in contrast to a son and a father. Son and the father are neichlin u'manchilin. When it comes to a son and a mother, it's neichlin v'loy manchilin. Manchilin v'loy neichlin. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said over in the name of Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, Dvar Torah. It's Rabbi Yochanan's nusach, Dvar Torah mois kainas. You have Dvar Torah, ha'av yoresh esbenoi, ve'ho'isha yoresh esbenoi. And he learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, matos. Makish Mako, aim the Mato up. Stating that in the Mishnah before, not that way. So it seems to be a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon and the Tanam in our Mishnah, and Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the mother yashins her son, just like the father yashins his son. It's based on the drosha Matois, Makish Mate Ha'ov, Lamatoim. Toisvis, the bottom Toisvis, on Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis, brings a kasha from the Ri. A kasha Nifla. If you're going to tell me that the halacha is that a mother could yarshin a son. Freik the Ri, I'll ask you a great cheshmin. You'll see if you've been halting cup the last few days. The parsha, in the end of parsha's matos, the Torah introduces us to a lav. The lav of Asovas Nachla. Torah mentions it three times. Two lavin and one es. What's the halacha? If you have a girl, that's Yeresh's Nachla. So she is the next in line for when her parents die, that she's going to yarshin her parents. Let's say she was an only child, just to keep the story simple. The halacha is that if she now wants to get married, she can only marry somebody from her shevet. She's not going to marry somebody from another shevet. What's the concern? The concern is, let's say she was from Shevet Reuven, and she's going to marry somebody from Shevet Shimon. When her parents from Shevet Reuven die, she's going to yarshin the stei achuz of Reuven. Now she gets married. If she dies, her husband, her son, will yashin her. So it's going to come out that this stei achuza that belonged to Shevet Reuven is now going to transfer over to Shevet Shimon. So the Torah says, le'sisoiv, you have to be very careful. This girl, who's a Yereshes Nachla, cannot marry outside her Shevet, because we do not want, very, very important, that her estate should not transfer from one Shevet to another Shevet. Freik Tosfos Akasha, according to this Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon that holds, that a mother yashins a son, I could tell you a scenario where it should be usur for a man. He should have to be the one to be sensitive to make sure that he's not going to marry somebody from another Shevet also. We should have to look at his situation as well. Because let's say you have a man who's also an only son, keep it simple. Or he has a son, so that when he dies, who's going to yashin him? His son's going to yashin him. And the situation is such that when the son dies, because he didn't have any children, his mother, this man's wife, is going to yashin the son. So why is there no iser for a man to get married to a woman from another shevet? Let's be concerned that the man's going to die, the husband's going to die. What happens when he dies? His son's going to yashin. What happens if afterwards the son dies? If he didn't leave over any children, and the halach is according to Rabbi Reb Shimon, just like a father yarshins the son, the mother also yarshins the son. So the mother's going to yarshin the son. If the mother's from another shevet, you can have hasavas nachlo. So freik teisves that just like there's a iser hasavas nachlo in this far fetched case when you have a bas that's yereshes nachlo. I just found l'chura kimat every single situation, or certainly many situations, should be a problem of asavas nachla. Ish nami maseves nachla mi mata lamata. Shem yisa meshevet achar, v'yomus, v'yiroshenu bnoi, v'achar kach yomus haben, v'tiroshenu imo ishi meshevet achar, v'amai azar achmono li isho mi v'kol bas yireshes nachla. Tvei mila ish. L'chur, you have a perfect classic example where you're going to have asavas nachla. Says Tosfos v'nirlo Rabbeinu Tam, ula ri, I'm forwarding to the end of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam and the ri both said the same teretz. The begiyoyres kamar. We're not talking about this chiddush of Yehuda Rav Shimon that said a mother can yashin a son. She didn't mean every single mother yashining their son. That's not true. In a classic example, a mother can yashin a son, we're talking about a family of geirim where a man was married to a woman. He wasn't a Jew. He was an Eini Yehudi. She was an Eini Yehudi as well. While she was pregnant, this is the way the Achronim explained Tosfos, she was Megayer. And now she had a child. The halacha is that she will be able to yarshin this child. What's the point? The point is we're not talking about a man that belongs to a shevet. A man that belongs to a shevet, a man with a real yichus and a chinami. The halach is the mother won't yarshin the son. It's for that reason. It's not negay of Isra Asavas Nachla. What would Asavas Nachla be? It starts off with a man belonging to a shevet. Whether it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvon, Dan, Naftali, doesn't matter. It starts off with him belonging to a shevet. You start belonging to a shevet, I shouldn't be able to get married
in a situation where it may come the day Asavas Nachlo. But in that case, it'll never come to Asavas Nachlo. Because if you belong to a Shevet, the mother's not going to yarshin the son. The only time the mother's ever going to yarshin the son is in a case where it will never come the day Asavas Nachlo, where the man was an Eni Yehudi. Oh, he's an Eni Yehudi in that case. Zok Reb Chaim Brisker, that in this Tosfos I see a Marganisa Tava. I see a Pshitus to a Shaila that I was always Mesupik. We know it's a very important rule in Shas. It comes up in Yesh Noichlin very prominently, but it comes up in other places in Shas as well. Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim Eina Kruya Mishpacha. Like Reb Chaim declared, this that we say Mishpachas Eim Eina Kruya Mishpacha, is that only when the child has a Mishpachas Av? Meaning you have your father's family, you have your mother's family. So the question is, which is my family? Mishpachas Av Kruya Mishpacha. The Mishpachas Av overwhelms, it supersedes, it suffocates the Mishpachas Av. So we only see Mishpachas Av, we don't see Mishpachas Av. But maybe if a person wouldn't have Mishpachas Av, and all he would have is Mishpachas Av, so you don't have the Mishpachas Av to overpower the Mishpachas Av, maybe in that case a person would have Mishpachas Av. Oh yeah, Shlomo said, Reb Chaim, no. Mishpachas Av ain't a Kriya Mishpacha. And it doesn't matter if you're going to be left with no cousins. You're going to end up with no family. It doesn't matter. Mishpachas Av ain't a Kriya Mishpacha. In other words, Reb Chaim entertained the tzad that it could be the only reason Mishpachas Av is ain't a Kriya Mishpacha is because you have a Mishpachas Av. And the Mishpachas Av overrides the Mishpachas Av. But if you don't have a Mishpachas Av, maybe Mishpachas Av, Kruya Mishpacha. Reb Chaim scanned the world of Shas and Poskim and Rishonim and Lomdis, and Reb Chaim felt that this was a richtige tzad. I definitely hear it. It works from the Chakira. That could be Mishpachas Av is only Ein a Kruya Mishpacha when you have Mishpachas Av. But if you don't have a Mishpachas Av, maybe Mishpachas Av would be Kruya Mishpacha. Says Reb Chaim, until I came to this Tosfos. This Tosfos is my one raya in Shas that Mishpachas Av is Eina Kruya Mishpacha, even when there's no Mishpachas Av. How so? Because we just had a sugya, a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim. Whether a woman could yashin her son. According to the Chachamim, absolutely not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, yeah. Why? Matos. Makish mata aim la mata of ma mata of Yerush Espinoi af mata aim Ishiresh Espinoi. And Tosis just made an akimta, so you shouldn't have a problem with Asavas Nachlo that we're talking about not a regular mother yashining her son, but we're talking about a mother yashining her son that doesn't have a Jewish father. It's only over there where it's Negeya de Salacha. 1 second, Frank Chaim, if there's no Jewish father, what does that mean? It means there's no Mishpachas Av. If there's no Mishpachas Av, then it's Pashut the mother should yashin her son. Why should the mother be different than the father? Because Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Av Ainu Kriya Mishpacha. But in this case, where there's no Mishpachas Av, shouldn't it be Pashut that Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha, and still you see the Chachamim hold that the mother doesn't yashin the son, and even Rabbi Yudhi Rabbi Shimon that holds the mother does yashin the son. It's based on a drasha of Matos, but without Matos, what would that halacha be? The mother, again, wouldn't yashin the son. So you say, Meres, that there's no Mishpachas Av. Hagam, there's no Mishpachas Av. Says Reb Chaim, you see from here that Mishpachas Av, Ein Kriya Mishpacha, is a Metzius. It's a din. Mishpachas Av, Ein Kriya Mishpacha. It doesn't matter if there is Mishpachas Av or if there's no Mishpachas Av. We'll just conclude with this. Reb Chanan, in Kovitz Ores Simen Chav, at the end, is Mayrich with this rate as well. The same Chakira. Mishpachas Av, Ein Kriya Mishpacha, only because there's Mishpachas Av, or even if there's no Mishpachas Av. And says Reb Chanan, I have a riot, Reb Chaim, from a Rashi and Chumash. A Rashi and Chumash at the very end of last week's parsha. Vayetze isha Yisraelis v'hu ben ish mitzri b'teich b'nei Yisrael v'yinotzu b'machne ben ha-Yisraelis v'isha Yisraeli v'yikoiv ben ha-isha Yisraelis as Hashem v'yikalel v'yaviu oise el Moshe v'shem imoy shloimis bazdivri l'matei don. This is the infamous Megadeth. This person left. Where'd he go out of? It's not clear, but he left somewhere and he was mevorech es Hashem kaviyachol. He was Megadeth. He ended up getting Misa. That's the story of the Megadeth. The Torah tells very little about who the Megadeth was. But one thing it says that he was a Ben Ish Mitzri. His father was a Mitzri. His mother was from Shevet Dan. The Shem Imay Shloimis Bas Divri Lamata Dan. Zok Rashi, why was this person Mevarech Es Hashem? So Rashi brings three pshat. The last pshat he says is as follows. U'masnisa omro, mi beis dino shal Moshe yotza. Vayetze ben isha Yisraelis, where did he leave? He left Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin. And he left a guilty man. Bo lital, a holy b'teich machnidah. This person wanted to have a chelik together with the Yidin. So he went to chelik of Dan. And he pitched his tent over there. They told him, "What are you doing over here?" He told him, "I come from the family of Dan." They told him, "What's that? You come from Dan? Your mother's from Dan. Your father's not from Dan. Your father's a Mitzri. Ishal digloi be'oisis lebeis avoisam ksif." So he wasn't sure. What's the halacha? Nichnas lebeis dinei shel Moshe. So he went to Moshe's bezdin ve'yatzam mechuyev. And Moshe said, "They're right. Your father's a guy. It's your mother that's from Dan. You don't get to get a piece of chelik Dan." He got up, the Godav, and he was Bavarach Hashem. If you're going to tell me that Mishpachas Em is only a Nekri Mishpacha when a person has a Mishpachas Av, but if you don't have a Mishpachas Av, then Mishpachas Em is Kri Mishpacha, then L'chayr, this Megadav was right. His father was a Mitzri. He had no Yichus Mitzada Av. All he had Yichus was Mitzada Em. So if all he had Yichus was Mitzada Em and his mother was from Shevet Dan, then L'churi, he should have gotten a Chelikin Dan. Why was he Yatzim Mechoyev? Elamai, because Mishpachas Em any Kri Mishpacha, even when a person has, does not have Mishpachas Av. It's a raya nifla to Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim was mechiachid from a Tosfos tucked away in Perakei Shnoichlin, Kufi Dalan, Amad Beis. Reb Chana was mechiachid from a Rashi tucked away at the end of Parshas Emor, from the Parsha Megad. If this you say that Mishpachas Av, Ein Kriya Mishpacha, is true, even when a person does not have Mishpachas Av. Maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow, but Reb Chana does ask a kasha from a Sugi Masechtas Becheiros. The halacha is that if a goy has a child with a Leviya, the child, of course, is a Yid, because when it comes to are you a Jew or not a Jew, we don't look at your father, we look at your mother. But not only is the child a Jew, but it's a Gemara, Becheres Mem Zayin, the child is a Levi. Hesta Maisa? So if the father's a guy and the mother's a Bas Levi, she's a Leviya, the child is going to be a Levi. What's the Pshat? Says Rabbi Chanan, I would have thought the Pshat is Reb Chaim's side in his Chakira. Why does the child, whether he's a Kohen Levi Yisrael, depend on the father, not the mother? Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. Oh, very good. Here there is no Mishpachas Av. So over here, Mishpachas Em is Kriya Mishpacha. But we would just mechiach from Tosfos and Yesh Leichel and Arashi and Parshas Emor that you never say Mishpachas Em Kriya Mishpacha. So Rabbi Chanan's left with a little bit of a mystery. Why is it that in this situation, the child's being a Levi is going to follow the mother?